So the topic this evening that I am taking is, in Hindi, some of you, I know last year Baba gave Murli, so were aware of those Hindi terms, Nimit, Nirman and Nirvana. So it's instrument consciousness, humility and beyond sound. So we had to start with instrument consciousness. Whether we are in family or a Laukik teacher, instrument. This awareness that Baba is Karavanhar, I am just instrument, will help us to remain egoless and humble. When there is this awareness that I am looking after my family, then I and my double Maya comes, isn't it? I is Maya, ego, and mine is also Maya. Because when there is mind, there is attachment, and with that, naturally, heaviness follows. No? When I think I am responsible for something, I become heavy. But when I have this awareness, it's Baba's duty, Baba's responsibility, I'm just instrument. So just as hammer won't be heavy, or hammer will not have ego that I am pinning this nail. But carpenter may have ego that I have done a good job, or I am expert. In the same way, when we are beyond I, naturally, there is no ego and humility is there. So whenever somebody becomes heavy, tense, uptight, disappointed, disheartened, I had to really check whether I have this awareness, it's Baba's task, Baba's responsibility, I'm just instrument. Because if there is negative feeling, it means there is something wrong. I'm not soul conscious. I'm not aware. So first and foremost, we had to have this instrument consciousness, because Baba, if I'm telling, it's Baba's job, Baba's task, Baba's children, then I will be light. Otherwise I will be heavy. So now, this Nimit consciousness or instrument consciousness will automatically help us to be humble, egoless. And the sign of egoless person is that they will bow down. They would be respectful to others. The sign of ego is they will walk with a straight neck, like that. They will never bow down. And the story of Ganesh, what does it indicate, Ganesh? No, he's shown to have the head of elephant and body of human being. And the mythology story is that Shiva chopped his son's head and replaced it with elephant's head, which sounds a bit funny. How will father chop son's head? And even, and also Shiva is known as God. God, would he not know his son? Because mythology, he didn't recognize that it was his son. So it's not that father would not know the son. So Baba knows us children, but he chops our head of ego. And elephant is known as a very wise animal. They say as wise as elephant. So Baba replaces our ego with wisdom. And that's what we need to see, that rather than thinking I'm doing it and I have to do it. No, because when there is that I comes, then not only ego comes, but this sanskar of competition. Sanskar of competition, comparison, criticism, all come one after another, as this morning also, Namurli was, body consciousness is root of not only sex lust, but all vices. So when this body consciousness is there, naturally, we have all these vices. So those who are egoistic, they will always think they are right and not flexible, not respectful to others. Whereas those who are humble, they'll bow down. Because in some of the cultures, like Japanese culture, and they will bow down so many times. But it's not only just physical sign of bowing down is necessary, but even mentally, I need to see that I am humble and bowing down to others. So with humility, I will respect others. I'll keep them in front. So humility and love and respect all go hand in hand. When there is ego, we disrespect, we insult others, saying, oh, you are hopeless, you don't know how to do it. So whether we speak or we think, it's the same. Even at a thought level, we should not think, oh, this person is hopeless, they can't do it, they are not capable of doing it, or they are inefficient, this, that, that. So with ego, that negativity comes, follows. And that's where I need to see that I am positive all the time. I have love and respect for others. I keep them in front. Or at least I help them to move forward. Because as it is, people have lack of self-esteem. And when they are put down by some others, they will feel more lack of self-esteem and less confident. And they will keep on making mistakes again and again. But by respecting them, by teaching them, by encouraging them, we are able to help them progress. So Brahma Baba was good example of egoless stage. Now in many times in Murli also he says, oh, children can explain Gyan better than me. You are worshipped, double worship worthy. I am only single worship worthy. So Shri Baba, Bap Dada, sometimes is Bap Dada, sometimes Brahma Baba. But he always used to, even Brahma Baba used to respect others and teach and train others. Now he never went on a stage to give lecture, Brahma Baba. Public lecture he has never given. He trained children to go and give lectures. So he would send them Murli points or points in the letter for giving lecture, but he never himself went on stage. So he always kept children in front and not himself. And that's what I had to see, that I am putting others in front, train them, respect them. Because Brahma Baba trained us, the children, dadis. First training he gave to dadis. And so when he became avyakt, there was no problem. Baba's service went ahead as it was going. It didn't stop. And then dadis in turn trained the next generation and next generation, and hence we can see Baba's service has expanded so much. If Baba were to say, I am the best teacher and I only teach, then the service wouldn't have expanded so much. So though Brahma Baba had intoxication also, no, sometimes he says, I am the main child of Shri Baba. So on one hand we need to have humility, at the same time intoxication, not lack of self-respect. Because when there is soul consciousness, it's intoxication. When there is body consciousness, it becomes ego. And I am smart, or I am good lecturer, or I am a good yogi. There is body consciousness, it's ego. So when there is intoxication, we'll say, yes, I am most elevated Brahman. But you also can become. So we encourage others and say, yes, you can. You can also become like that. But when there is ego, we say, I am the best, you are hopeless and you will never change. So with intoxication we respect others, encourage others and love others. And so I had to see that I am humble, egoless. And the next step is going beyond sound. We are so much used to be in sound. All the time we like to speak. And whatever we have feeling, we like to share it with either sound or expression, physical expression. Now Baba is teaching us to go beyond sound. the language of silence. It's the best language. Because other languages, not everybody can understand Hindi or English or French or Spanish. We may not be able to communicate with others with those physical languages. But we can communicate with everyone with language of silence. Drishti. No? We share our power, love, everything through drishti. Because with words, no, somebody may say, okay, I love you. But they may be just superficial love. Because that is a word so common, this word, love, is so common in all languages and all cultures. But when the love is really expressed through drishti or through activities. So sometimes people say, yes, I love you, but I can't help you, isn't it? And say, yeah, but I don't have time, I don't have money, I don't have energy, I can't help you. So that's not true love, isn't it? True love is giving. Giving respect. Giving cooperation. And accepting the other person as that person is. And that's what we find in silence or those powerful drishti. Not only I go beyond sound, but I can take others also beyond sound. Recently only in one of the Dadi's classes, Dadi was saying that Baba, Brahma Baba was so powerful. And in silence and drishti, we used to go with few questions to Brahma Baba. And what used to happen? You go in front of Brahma Baba and you become quiet. No question emerges from your lips. Avyakt Bap Dada, also those who have met Avyakt Bap Dada have experience. That we used to have many questions when we come to Madhuban, and some people had in mind so many questions that, okay, when I meet Avyakt Bap Dada, I'll ask this, I'll ask that, and then they come in front of Baba, become quiet. But at the same time, Baba will answer their question. That's the wonderful of Baba. Now somebody was asking this question. On one hand, Baba says, I don't know what is there in your heart. Is Baba really knows what is in our heart or mind? And that's, most of us have experience, isn't it? Baba says one thing, no doubt. But at the same time, we have experienced that Avyakt Bap Dada will answer our questions without even asking. The Murli will answer your questions without even asking. Now you have some question in your mind, next day in the Murli, Baba will give you a reply. So that's what now we need to really learn, this language of silence. It's a very powerful tool. And we have seen this Language of silence can help in transformation of many people. Especially in the early days, when some of the Kumaris and Kumars came to Gyan, the parents won't listen to their reasoning why they are taking Gyan or following this different path than the family, especially in India. No, parents make decision of their children what they should do or what they should not do, which religion they should follow and which practice they should follow. So in those 50s, 60s, so many of them had so much bondage. Not only wives, but even children had so many bondages. Wives will have bondage because husband wouldn't like celibacy. And parents will have bondage because, will have objection because the children won't follow normal social tradition of getting married and following all social customs and systems. And so at that time, what some of the children or wives used to do is, just in yoga sending them good vibrations and power. And that helped the transformation of their family, parents or husbands. Those who are anti-Brahma Kumaris, they became gradually soft, soft and cooperative. So we have seen how they transform. Otherwise, parents will always say, don't talk to me about what you think is right. Whatever I'm telling is right. That ego is there, no? That we have spent so many Diwalis, they will say, oh, I spent more Diwalis than you have. So I know more than what you know. And they will never listen to their children. Even no reasoning will work with parents. But so many of them have transformed gradually. And we have all heard about so many stories. How many of you have read Mama's biography? If you have read Mama's biography, Brahma Baba's biography, you would have seen how much those who came to oppose Brahma Kumaris, when they just saw Mama's drishti, they become so mellowed down and so soft and just bow down to Mama. Especially, Mama was in Amritsar and in Punjab. Brahma Kumaris had most opposition in 50s, 60s. In 30s, 40s, there was opposition in Sindh. But that next generation of 50s, opposition was in Punjab because many Punjabi Kumaris came to Gyan and surrendered themselves. So in Amritsar, where the Arya Samajists are very stronghold, they came to Mama when they knew that in Amritsar Mama was there. So they came to where Mama was staying and started knocking the gate. And BKs knew that these people have come, so they had locked the gate so that these people can't come in. But they kept on knocking and knocking, so ultimately the brothers went to the gate and said, "Now what you want?" So they said, "We want to see your mama." So the brother said, "Come to see mama tomorrow." They said, "Not tomorrow, we want to see her now." So they said, "Okay," other than crowd of hundreds, hundreds of them were standing at the gate. So brother said, "Okay, come. Five of you, come up to see mama." So they came on the third floor where mama was sitting in meditation. And mama was sitting in meditation and in such a powerful stage. As soon as they came in front of mama, they sat quietly and they started meditating. 10 minutes, they couldn't speak anything. They were so ferocious and banging the gate, and when they came in front of mama, they became quiet. So mama asked, "Why you have come?" And it couldn't speak anything. They just kept quiet, taking drishti, and said, when they came out, they said, "Brahma Kumaris are not good, their mama is like a goddess." So that's how we find that just mama's drishti gave them, so many of them got such vision of goddesses and this and that. So that is language beyond sound, that you will take others also beyond sound. So however many problems, questions, arguments they had, they forgot everything in front of mama. So that silence power can transform attitude. Not only just atmosphere we know. When we are in bhakti, how much powerful atmosphere is created. But that's not enough, no? It's good that we create powerful atmosphere. But at the same time, even if I'm individually meditating, if I have that powerful aim of going beyond sound and remain beyond sound, I'll not only change atmosphere, but even change people's mind, attitude. And that's what we need to practice all the time. That I can go beyond thoughts anytime. Silence, not just sound. Because beyond sound is not so difficult. But beyond thoughts is a difficult thing. It needs a long practice. That I am even beyond any thoughts, what, why, how, etc. Just in powerful remembrance of Baba. Because even in remembrance, we go through different stages. Churning jnana, being subtle angelic, having conversation with Baba, but then being merged in Baba's loving remembrance. That's what we have to practice more. that in a second, from this mundane corporeal consciousness, we can go to that subtle angelic stage in a second, and from subtle angelic stage to incorporeal in 1 second. So one has to practice this so that whenever I want, not only in bhatti, in a bhatti it's easy, no? Because the whole atmosphere is created, the light is red and the subtle music is there and everybody is in meditation. It's easy to meditate at that time, isn't it? But when there is chaos around you, can you go beyond thoughts and beyond sound? So once we have that practice, we'll find that it takes just 1 second to go beyond sound. Though in the beginning, solitude helps us. So when we are starting our practice, that's why Baba used to say, okay, go in a corner where there is nobody and meditate. And that's why also Baba says now, try to love solitude. Don't complain, I'm alone. Now some people complain, I'm alone. Some people complain, there's a big crowd around me. Isn't it? In Rajarshi Bhavan, those who are sharing room with other 9, there's so much crowded, so much noise, so much sound. So if there is sound also, we complain. If there is solitude, then also we complain. Now sometimes our sanskars have been, we are not happy with whatever we have. We want something else. And this is also one of the arts, to enjoy solitude and enjoy big gathering, wherever we are. We should have that practice of going beyond sound, not being influenced by somebody's noise also. Sometimes I find Brahmins are very delicate. Even they are meditating, they will say, somebody will say, I don't like bright light. Somebody will say, no, but I want like bright light. So one person will come and dim the lights, one person will come and make the light a little bit brighter. Some will say, I like music. Somebody will say, oh, I don't like music. I like silence. Some will say, oh, I like commentary. Somebody will say, no, no, turn off. Somebody will say, switch off the fan. Somebody will say, switch off the fan. Somebody will say, turn on the AC. Somebody will say, turn off. Huh? So, at the moment we get so much influenced by everything around us. And what we need to practice is not being influenced by noise or heat or cold. So as we practice bodiless stage, we'll find that our concentration will become better. And we won't be influenced by atmosphere. Because as soon as I have negative thoughts, oh, this is no good. It means I'm coming into thoughts. So whether it's attraction or to certain condition or repulsion from certain condition will not allow us to have good concentration. So that's what now we had to learn, to go beyond everything, influence of the climate, the temperature, the sound, the light. So as we practice that, because soul consciousness is one thing, not only just knowing I'm a soul, but conscious of I'm a soul. So when I'm soul conscious, I won't be role conscious, otherwise we are role conscious, isn't it? That I'm the mother, I'm the father, I'm the teacher. So we need to go to that soul consciousness and not role consciousness. So after soul conscious, we need to have that stage of going beyond body, bodiless stage. And the final stage is being incorporeal. Being merged in Baba's love or one of the powers. So that stage will help us to that incorporeal stage or seed stage beyond even the thoughts will help us to transform not only our own sanskars but sanskars of others. We will be able to solve all difficulties and problems, not only ours but other people's. So more we practice that going beyond sound, more we will find we are able to create powerful atmosphere and attract other people. It will act as a magnet. No, we will act as a magnet. People will be pulled to Baba's house. At the moment, sometimes we are knocking doors of other people. Come and learn meditation. Do advertising, promotion of Brahma Kumaris and our activities. But now, as we create powerful atmosphere in center, by our powerful stage of remaining beyond sound, people will be naturally attracted to Baba's house. And we'll experience Baba's power. Because now it's time to do this service of mind. We have done service through our words. And we are getting expert in that, isn't it? We have become good lecturers, no? Not only we give jnana of Raj Yoga, but positive thinking course, stress-free living course, self-management and leadership course, all sorts of training we take, and we are able to share those knowledge in obvious way or roundabout ways, no? Because sometimes in some cultures and countries, we can't give direct jnana, then we go living values and values in healthcare and positive thinking and all sorts of courses we have designed to approach people in so many different ways. And that is also good, no doubt. But then, Baba says, now you have to become lighthouse, might house. Spread your vibrations, not only in your country, but all around the world. We have to bring benefit of the whole world. And that is possible through our powerful vibrations. So as much as we practice this deep meditation or silence power, going beyond sound, beyond thoughts, we'll find easier the service and success. And so Baba is emphasizing not only going beyond sound, but going beyond thinking. Total silence. So that's what we need to practice now. So not only to be carrying on activities, but also being karma yogi. Whilst doing all activities, try to go beyond sound. So that is our title of being constant yogi, karma yogi, raj yogi. We had to implement it now and here. So one will help us to lead to another, because this nimit consciousness will help us to be humble, egoless. And egoless stage will help us to be thoughtless, going beyond self. And that's what we need to keep on practicing all the time. Beyond thoughts. Not just, silence is not so difficult, but beyond thoughts. That mind which is so active. So first Baba said that active mind channel it to spiritual churning knowledge. And then from that spiritual churning of knowledge, try to go beyond thoughts in a total silence, which is also called as dead silence. Because silence and in meditation, silence is sweet silence, so you enjoy the sweet company of Baba. But that can be churning jnana and experiencing sweetness. But then, dead silence where the mind is completely thoughtless. And yet, we are in link with Baba, merged in Baba's deep love. Om Shanti.